Alberta produces 3.7 million barrels of oil a day, which is roughly on par with the United Arab Emirates. If it were a country, it would make the top 10 list of global oil producers, and it is headed into an election that could result in a U-turn on policy. Bloomberg's Kevin Orland joins me from Calgary. Kevin, thanks for making some time.
Thanks for having me.
What are the key things that people outside Canada need to understand about this provincial election?
Well, the big thing about this provincial election is that it could be a return to conservative form for Alberta. This is a province that had been conservative for about 40 years before 2015, when a center-left government was ushered in. And all of the polls so far are showing that the conservatives are going to take power back in the province. So it'll be a return to form for the province and also probably have some changes from the way that the current government has governed.
Kevin, what does that mean for environmental policy in the province and, by extension, I guess, the rest of Canada as well?
Well, the leader of the United Conservative Party, Jason Kenney, is planning to take a much more combative style regarding energy and environmental policy. For a taste of that, here's a clip of him speaking at a rally in Calgary earlier this week.
The first act of a United Conservative cabinet will be proclaiming into law Bill 12, the turn off the taps legislation.
Yeah!
Attack our vital economic interests. There will be real consequences.
So you can hear from that that he's planning to be much more combative in his relations with Ottawa and also with groups that are, against the Alberta energy industry. Aside from some of the legislation he's planning a lot of lawsuits, he's planning boycotts, and he's even planning a $30 million war room to fight back against anti-energy campaigns that are opposing the development of the oil sands.
Well, and meanwhile, this election coincides with a big meeting of petroleum producers who continue to be very concerned about the fact that Canadian crude trades at such a discount to WTI. How does the election potentially play into prices?
Well, that's been one of the big issues in this campaign. And that discount has persisted because there's a lack of pipeline space. So if the producers can't ship their oil to the U.S., it backs up in storage and the prices go down. So if the conservatives are successful and their tactics work and more pipelines are built, that would definitely help Canadian heavy crude prices. More Canadian heavy crude getting to the U.S., that could crowd out imports from Saudi Arabia. It could further reduce OPEC's power. And it could also fill in for reduced shipments from Venezuela and Mexico. So it's changing power dynamics around the world. But the one X factor here is that the conservatives have vowed to cancel the current government's plan to increase crude by rail capacity and invest money in doing that. So if they do follow through on that promise and cancel that plan, that could actually hurt Canadian crude prices. So we'll have to see, you know, what they actually do once they are in power.
Kevin, thank you very much. That's what we're watching this week in Commodities in Toronto. I'm Danielle Bokov.